Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Kingdom Come, our new series of teachings with me, Jess Priest, and Pastor Fergus Buckin from MI London. Thank you all so much for tuning in and joining us again tonight, and a very happy new year to all of you. I'm so excited to be back and sitting down with Pastor Fergus, and very excited to hear what he has in store for us this year. So last episode, if everyone can remember, was from the book of Matthew, chapter 10, where it says, if the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. And tonight, Pastor Fergus is going to be speaking and teaching from the book of Psalm, chapter 46. He received this word from the Lord to give us encouragement for what we might encounter this coming year. So without further ado, over to you, Pastor Fergus.
Well, thank you, Jess. Good evening, everybody. And once again, I wish you all a really blessed 2022. And may the Lord, according to Psalm 67, verse 1, cause his face to shine and bless you in his name. Yes, it's good to be back, Jess. What's this year got ahead for us? We don't know. But what I do know is we go to the Word of God. And this is what the Lord gave me this year, not just for you saints out there, but for our own ministry and for myself and for Jess and for everybody else, Jess. And it's such a profound word. It's found in the book of Psalms. Now, I love the book of Psalms. It's predominantly written by David, the greatest king of Israel. But this particular psalm is written by the sons of Korah. Okay? But this is what the Word of God says. I'm going to expound and speak to you about verses 1, 2, and 10 in the book of this particular psalm. It's only 11 verses, a very short psalm. Some of them are very long. But it's the beginning that really excites me and gives me courage. No matter what we're going to be doing, things are changing in the UK. Mandates are being lifted and there's an easiness coming on, but still I believe that there's something else going to be coming later this year. We've got to be ready for it. I'm not a prophet of doom. I'm the most positive man in the world, actually. And I will be able to maybe, by the grace of God, travel once again. And it's so wonderful with technology. I was just sharing with Jess, sitting here opposite me, but not opposite me like we normally do in London. She's sitting in Cape Town, and I'm in London. And Jess, it's wonderful to be together with you again, my girl. And and she's sitting there. We can do this recording and get it out to you. So what does the Lord show me? Well, this is what he gave me. And I'm sure he's given lots of you lots of verses. That's fine. But this is what he gave me to share with you. So let us just pray quickly, and then we'll get into it. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this first podcast of 2022. We thank you, Father God, that your word never changes. Like you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you say it, we believe it, and that settles it. So thank you, Lord, for the meditations of my heart and what I expound today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Jess. Okay, Jess, so this is what the Lord says. Psalm 46, and I'm going to read verse 1, 2, and 10. It says this: God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is always there to help, providing refuge and security and peace. Verse 2 says, I'm only going to read the first line because this is what is so relevant. Therefore, we will not fear. Therefore, we will not fear. Why? We'll go backwards to the verse 1. He is our refuge and strength. It's him that we look to for our security and our peace and in favor. It's him that we go and pray to. I'll share with you just now exactly why I say that. You know, he will not fail to rescue those that love him. Yes, we might go through trials and tribulations. We might be tested. No matter where you are in the world, whether you're up in Bonnie Aberdeen or in Kampala or in South Africa, in Cape Town, or that word is for everybody. You know, this last 2 weeks has been very testing for me. I have two daughters, and one of them was diagnosed with a really sick illness, a very sick illness. It's cancer of the blood called myeloma. And she had two blood tests, and they both came back showing that she had this disease. And then the oncologist, I sat with her, her name is Sheena, and he said, well, it's quite serious. You have to have a bone marrow biopsy. So, Jess, you know, when it goes up to that level, now you, well, I still had no fear, by the way. Sheena was a bit shaken. Who wouldn't be? So, anyway, he said, I'll give you the results. Now, when we left, one of our members picked us up and dropped us off, and we prayed. And my wife, Joanne, came in, and we anointed her with oil, laid our hands on her, and believed for healing. Jess knows what we do in our ministry. Many of you do know what we do in our ministry, and many of you know that we have a very strong anointing in this ministry for healing. But, you know, listen to me. I have prayed, and it's going to sound boastful, but it's the truth, for thousands of people in our ministry. Thousands across the world on TV, on radio. But, you know, when it comes to your door, Jess, you know, when it comes to, you know, not that I didn't pray for Sheena any more than I pray for Jess. I prayed for her. She's been sick, and I prayed for her. She's got healed. But it's like, wow, it's in my house now. What am I saying? Jess, you know what I'm trying to say? I still have empathy, compassion for, I'm praying for so many people at the moment. Jeez. But I had the faith and the belief. Mm. And I knew, Jess, when I put my hands on her, like I've done on you many times, your mum and whoever in our own ministry, Gabriel, so many, I knew because I knew, right? But why did I know? Because I went to God, who is our refuge and strength. He is a very present time in trouble. We went to Jesus Christ. So why am I telling you this? Well, let me tell you what he's like. We waited. He said, well, you know, in 10 days' time, so, you know, we have to go off and wait, and that's fine. But you know what? This was on Friday, and I'm drinking my coffee again with this lovely young lady in Cape Town. She's got South African coffee.
Stronger.
So we said, okay, well, wait and see. But I still had peace, Jess, because I knew who I went to, him. Before I go any further, I'm going to go to verse 10 now. It's relevant to what I'm saying to you people. Verse 10 says, I'm not reading the whole verse either. I'm just going to read the first line. Be still and know that I'm God. Now, I'm talking about, at the moment, my daughter's healing. We might be talking about business for Jess, or we might be talking about somebody's marriage. Once you pray, be still and know that I'm God. That's the hardest part, especially for a man like me. Even at my age, I'm a very active, busy, forward-thinking man. But I got still, boy. I got still. So this was on Friday. Wednesday evenings, we have an international prayer meeting. A whole bunch of intercessors from America, Scotland, South Africa, London, come together and we pray about specific things, not just about my family or our ministry. It comes up, Jess, as you know. But we pray for people, we pray for governments, we pray for whatever. So, obviously, Sheena's name came to the, not to the fore, but she came up because one of my intercessors said, how's your daughter? I said, well, we're waiting. And we started to pray. Well, it was halfway through the prayer meeting. We only have an hour, but it's praying. It's not, it's serious stuff. Phone call came through, and Joanne, my wife, went and took the call and went out the room because, you know, she was talking. She came back in the room, and she was so excited, and she said, that was my daughter Sheena, and she had just received a phone call from the oncologist. Now, oncology doesn't phone you at 7 at night in London, and these guys work certain hours, and they'll phone you in the morning, or you can wait. It's like anywhere else. And he said, your diagnosis has come back, the biopsy reports have come back, and there's no cancer in your blood.
Wow.
I mean, you know, there's something there, I believe, but we're praying that out of her as well, because she's still very tired, but she's recovering. She's got no more tingling in her arms and her feet and her hands. But I put my trust in Jesus, Jess. like we always do with healing. This happens to be a healing thing, but this scripture could be for a country. Mm. There's a young lady, just knows about her. She hasn't met her yet. She will one day. Her name is Shana Fasahi. She comes from Cape Town. Her mum lives in Cape Town. This young girl's a missionary. So she came, and she's a missionary to where? Well, right now in a place called Ukraine. Goodness gracious, Ukraine, Jess.
I know.
You know what's on the borders of Ukraine? The whole of Russia. And she said, Pastor Fergus, will you pray with me that I hear from God that I should go back or should I stay? She still had to do another 8 months of her mission. She went in as a school teacher, teaching English, but that was just but she's a missionary. So we prayed, and I had peace, and she had peace, her mom and dad had peace. And well, I got a text yesterday. Please pray for me. I'm sitting in Frankfurt waiting for my connection to Kiev, and I got a text this morning. I'm in Kiev. I'm waiting to get on a train to go back to wherever she was working. She has no fear, Jess.
Yeah.
Why? Let's do it again. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. I'll finish verse 2 now. Even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, we will not be moved and we will not be stressed. Why? Because we go to God. We don't go to a psychologist, or we don't even go to a pastor. You go to Jesus Christ. Yes, I believe in Christian psychologists. I'm not knocking anybody there. I am a pastor. I'm a missionary, actually. But you go to Jesus, Jess. And you out there, that's who we go to. So take that scripture this year and stand on it. And when these trials and tribulations come against you, they're going to come against you. Let me tell you. I don't think it's all going to, You'll have a respite and the devil will come again. Like I've always preached, Jess, if you do nothing for Jesus, you'll be fine. You'll leave you alone. Because you're no threat to him. But start stepping out the boat. He'll come back at you. But then you can turn around and say, hey, but hang on a second. I belong to Jesus, not you. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. So that's my message for you this year, brothers and sisters. You can take scriptures. I'm sure God's given many of you all around the world scriptures to stand on. But I'm standing on this one. And for me and for this ministry of ours, which is growing, we were in the streets again in London on Saturday, the first time out, because I had a bit of a break. And by the grace of God, 6 people gave their lives to Jesus. 1 lady and 5 men. What a blessing. And what did we say? Look to Jesus. Not your circumstances. You're in a bad place at the moment, but you're not going to be like this forever. So now we've prayed for you. So, Jess, yeah. So, Psalm 46, verses 1, 2, and 10. Read it. Meditate on it. Trust it and believe it. God wrote it, not me, not Jess. But it's for you to read and stand on. So, brothers and sisters, be encouraged. And we're going to pray now. And till next week, I'm trusting that you will be safe, blessed, protected, and serving Jesus in any way you can. Till next week then. Let us pray before we close. Father God, I thank you for this word. I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you're the author and finisher of our faith. And you are our strength and refuge. Therefore, we will not fear. So, Father, thank you for the listeners or that one listener, whoever's listening tonight, you would be encouraged and take great solace and strength. Till next week, your brother in Christ and Jess Fergus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Fergus. That was so encouraging. And thank you to everyone that tuned in tonight. If any of you have any questions or prayer requests, please send them in to our new prayer email address. And it's mmi.londonprayer@gmail.com. So we'll see you all next week. And don't forget to tune in and join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Until then, God bless.